Litany. Lou. Read, Coco, Beau, Ansel, Madame la Belle. Read, Coco, Beau, Ansel, Madame la Belle. I repeat the names like a litany in the darkness. I envision each face, the copper of Reed's hair, the cut of Coco's cheekbones, the arch of Beau's brows, the color of Ansel's eyes. Even the fabric of Madame la Belle's gown when I first saw her, emerald silk. The pretty color, Legion muses, remembering the gold leaf walls and marble floors of the Belle Rose, the grand staircase and the naked ladies. A pretty brothel? Yes, those are tits. They pressed closer, listening to each name in fascination, examining each memory. Except Etienne. His presence lingers apart from the rest, but weaker now, faded. He's forgotten his own name again, so I remind him. I will keep reminding him. Reed, Coco, Beau, Ansel, Madame la Belle. It's Etienne. You are Etienne. I am Etienne, he whispers faintly. We hoped once too. Legion coils around him, not to bolster, but to soothe. They see only one outcome to our situation, but I refuse to accept it. I refuse. Instead, I remember the scent of Pan's pâtisserie, the sweet cream of sticky buns, the wind in my hair as I leap rooftop to rooftop, the sensation of flying, the first light of dawn on my cheeks. Hope matters not. Hope matters most, I say fiercely. Hope isn't the sickness, it's the cure. As they consider my words, the darkness saturates with their confusion, their skepticism. I don't allow it to taint my own thoughts. Read, Coco, Beau, Ansel, Madame la Belle. Read, Coco, Beau, Ansel, Madame la Belle. The darkness has thinned in places, however, and within it, I can see glimpses of Nicolina. Her memories, they slip across the surface of the shadows, as slick and bright as oil and water, mingling with my own. Snippets of a lullaby here, ginger hair and warm hands there, a clandestine smile, and an echo of laughter. Genuine laughter, not the eerie, artificial kind she uses now. Warmth envelops that particular memory, and I realize it isn't her laughter at all. It comes from another, someone she once held dear. A sister? A mother? Pale skin, freckled flesh? Ah, a lover. Reed, Coco, Beau, Ansel. Panic seizes me at the last. There's someone else, isn't there? I've forgotten. Who have I forgotten? Legion croons mournfully. Hope matters not. I am Etienne, he breathes. The darkness drifts apart in answer, revealing the temple of Chateau Leblanc. But this place, I've never known it. Blood runs as a river from the temple down the mountainside, soaking the hair and hems of the fallen witches in its path. I recognize none of them, except one. Nicolina stands in the center of the clearing, her hands and mouth dripping blood. Oh my God. Never before have I seen such carnage. Never before have I seen such death. It pervades everything, coating each blade of grass and permeating each beam of moonlight. It hovers like a disease, thick and foul in my nose. And Nicolina revels in it. Her eyes bright and silver as she turns to face Le Voisin, who steps down from the red-slicked temple. Behind her, she drags a bound woman. I can't see her face. I can't tell if she's alive or dead. When I look closer, horrified, the scene returns to darkness, and a familiar voice slithers down my spine. Do you fear death, little mouse? I do not recoil, reciting their names. Reed, Coco, Beau, Ansel. Then, everyone fears death. Even you, Nicolina. Her ghostly chuckle reverberates. If you cannot master this one simple fear, you will not survive l'eau mélancolique. Oh no. Our husband plans to baptize us, but he doesn't realize. He doesn't understand. Our mistress will stop him. The image of a dragon flashes, there and gone before I can properly see.
Even if not, the waters go down, 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 and there they drown, 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 drown.
My own surprise and bewilderment stretch between us now. L'eau mélancolique? Though I rack my memory to place the name, the darkness only seems to condense around it. I know those words. I know them. I can't seem to remember them. Fresh panic swells at the realization, but no, I won't give in. I push against the darkness angrily. Reed, Coco, Beau, Ansel. If Reed plans to baptize me in these waters, he must have a reason. I have to trust him. I can swim.
It has nothing to do with swimming.
Another image arises through the inky mist. A woman. She walks with purpose toward an unnaturally smooth sea, a sea so smooth it resembles the face of a mirror, endless, gleaming. She doesn't break stride as she crosses into its depths, and the water, it seems to absorb her movements. Not a single ripple breaks its surface. She keeps walking, submerging her knees, her hips, her chest. When her head slips beneath the water, she does not reemerge.
You aren't the first to seek the water's embrace. Many have come before you, and many will come behind. She cherishes her lovers. She kisses each to sleep, tucking them in bed and healing them with brine.
A thought strikes like lightning. What happens to you if I die?
You've seen an ascension, she says.
I feel, rather than see her, turn her attention to Etienne, who trembles beneath her observation. He's forgotten his name again.
The soul can live for an indefinite amount of time without a body.
Indefinite isn't forever.
No.
So, you could die if I do?
It will not come to that.
Why not? Another chuckle.
My mistress resides at the chateau. She will have brought my body. If you succumb to the water's lure, I will return to it. You will die, and I will live.
How do you know your body is there? I ask her, pushing again, repeating the names. You failed, Nicolina. My mother attacked you, and you openly challenged her. Your mistress needs her more than she needs you. Perhaps your body won't be there at all. Perhaps you will die.
I have not failed.
The darkness writhes in agitation at the words, and Legion hisses and spits. The emotion only partly belongs to them, however. No, they also feel curious, and there, deep within their essence, a sense of longing pervades, a sense of hope.
My mistress tasked me with bringing you to Morgane Le Blanc.
Nicolina spits the name.
And I will do so, regardless of your foul family. We will see who dances and who drowns.
Reed, Coco, Beau. Laughing again, Nicolina withdraws. Reed, Coco, Beau. Reed, Coco, Reed, Coco, Reed, Coco. Hold on, Etienne says. Then he slips into Legion once more.
Wake up, little mouse.
I rouse as if waking from deep sleep, and immediately I sense something has changed. Though darkness still shrouds everything, it dissipates into eerie wisps at Nicolina's words, drifting in the wind, clinging to trees and rocks and people. I study the man beside me. Copper hair, tousled, he stalks along a mountain path with rope in his hand, bickering with the young woman beside him.
Look at them, Louise. Look one last time. Your family.
A hateful pause.
Have you forgotten them?
Though their names rise slowly, as if through tar, I hold on to each for dear life. Reed and Coco. No. Coco's dark eyes, so dark they're almost black, lift to the sky before landing on me. No, not on me. On Nicolina.
Even with the pearls, you know we're walking into a trap, right?
Nicolina giggles. Shaking his head, Reed pulls us along faster. My vision pitches with each step.
Not necessarily.
They will die, Nicolina croons. All of them. My mistress will come. She will cut out their hearts.
They will not. She will not. We don't have a choice.
Reed's words brook no argument.
The Wistful Waters are our only hope.
And after? What then, Reed?
They both stare at me for a long moment.
Chateau Leblanc is near. With Lou as herself again, if Xena doesn't raise the castle to the ground, maybe we could slip inside and finish this.
The two walking in front slow their footsteps at the last. Both black-haired, both unfamiliar.
It was Nicolina who wanted to storm the chateau, Reed says adamantly, not Lou, which means it's the last thing we should do. Morgane and Josephine might be expecting...
But his voice begins to fade as the scene shifts around me.
Say goodbye, Louise.
The shadows thicken and solidify into darkness once more. It crushes me beneath its weight, and I'm swept away, away from Reed, away from Coco, away from light.
You will not see them again.
Yes, I will. The words are quiet and small, so insignificant that Nicolina doesn't hear them. But others do. Though Etienne is gone, Legion wraps their presence around me, folding me into their depths. Their intent is not to harm, however, not to claim. Instead, they hold me apart. They keep me together.
Hope isn't the sickness.
They hum their own litany now, their own prayer.
It's the cure.